line, sir.
Hello? Hello, Jenny. How are you, my friend?
I am here for you.
Yeah, I know that.
I just closed the hearing.
Good, good, wonderful.
We'll have no hearings tomorrow and the next day.
Wonderful.
We're making statements. We're closing.
Oh, that's excellent.
I just want you to go.
That's wonderful, that's wonderful. I had a thought this morning that I wanted to talk to you about. We had a wonderful meeting down in your state with this on the state level. And
the Paris Project?
Yes.
I think it was an excellent.
We got good reports, and all the states are wanting us to come now. I just met with the county officials.
Yeah.
And they have about 11,000 members. They're meeting out in Detroit in July. And I thought two things. One, you might want to go out there with me. I agreed to go to address them on county problems. It's a nonpartisan group, and we could go out. And two, I told them that they could pick three or four states where we could take all the programs that counties were interested in, and I'd get the vice president and the proper cabinet officers so on and so forth, and have this county officials group invite us to come into the state, and we would load the plane full of people and go in and have a day, all day meeting and dinner on the ground, and make a really stronger partnership between the county governments and the federal government. We're doing it with states, and we're doing it with cities, and now we can do it with counties.
I thought you
might want to talk to whoever's ahead of the county outfit in your state, and since you're chairman of Public Works, you might want to see that they invited this group to maybe launch it in West Virginia, kind of as a pattern for the nation, and set it up 2-3 months down the road and kind of sponsor it.
Get the current approach, and I think you go to a certain level that has felt maybe that they've been bypassed, you know.
And they have. We just haven't done it like we ought to.
When is the meeting, Mr. President?
Well, we haven't said it. Yes. What
in
I do.
In Detroit?
Oh, the Detroit meeting. That's the national convention of them in July. And I'll have Marvin Watson, he's your representative down here, I'll have him call you a few days ahead of time, and if you can get off, we'd be very happy for you and Ms. Randolph, and she came for you to go out with Lady Bird and me, and we're going out and make both of us make speech and talk to them about their problems. But in the meantime, between now and July, we're going to set up about three guinea pigs. One combination state of the rural and some medium-sized cities, and one big industrial state and one agricultural state. And see if it works. Then if it works, we'll go to all 50 of them. And I thought you might just kind of get your publicity man, your press man, to this fellow Monroe, Seattle, Washington. He's a great friend of Maggie. He said he worked for Maggie for district attorney back in King County, Seattle, 30 years ago. You might just write him and say you'd like for him to consider contacting whoever your appropriate officials are, and having one of the states that wants to take the lead is West Virginia, and send me a copy of it, and or write me and just say that you understand that you might just write me and say I want to thank you for your call inviting me to go with you at the National Convention of County Officials in July in Detroit, and I'll be glad to do it unless something unforeseen develops that I can't. And I want to suggest to you that you have some kind of a team of the federal government go in to meet with the county officials of West Virginia, just as you did the state officials. And I suggest that to you. And then you can release the letter after we receive it, and I'll write you back and say we'll do it. And then I'll have the vice president get in touch with you, and then you can release your letter and mine too, and we'll do it down here at the same time.
Well, I like that.
That'll give you a little springboard. It will.
Yes.
Now, we'll get in touch with you as we release this other stuff, give you a little advance on it. I'm going to shove them to release as much stuff as we can where they just won't murder me. I got to get my debt limit, and I ought to get that tomorrow. And then I'm meeting with the home builders this afternoon. I'm going to try to get some of the housing behind me. And then I'm going to move on roads. And then I'm going to try to move on some of the others just as much as I can, so they won't just say I'm lying. I said I'd do something and didn't do it. But I think that the economy now is where it can take all of this stuff. And what we did in September has really worked. And we don't want it to work too damn well, though, where we get a recession.
I understand that completely.
Well, I'll get in touch with you in the future, and you write me that letter, and God bless you for doing your job. One of your boys, Jim Harris, told Marvin, and Marvin is around here bragging on you a while ago.
Well, I'm trying to stand by your side.
Well, you always do. Thank you. Bye.